One technique that I love to use in class is asking the actor in a scene to play the other part. What usually happens is that the actor has no time to think about their choices and jumps in to accomplish the task. The result? The scene comes alive, is truthful, real, and conversational. On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, let's flip the script and find out more about playing the other part, whether it's for acting or for your acting life. This is one episode you are not going to want to miss.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Each week, we show you how to advance your talent and your career with practical tips, advice, and positivity. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director, casting partner at McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're enjoying the new theme song that we've got going. Megan Grace Martinez is now our announcer. We've changed the format of the show just a little bit. And listen, if this is your first time coming to Casting Actors Cast, welcome. I couldn't be more thrilled that you're here. I invite you to go to our website, castingactorscast.com. There you're going to find all kinds of really interesting, I think, information about the show, about me. Also, there's a place where you can find out what classes I might be teaching. I've gotten several emails from folks who want to know where I'm teaching. And that there's a calendar there. You have to kind of poke around just a little bit on the website, but you'll find it. Also, there's a form right on the front page called Dive into the Talent Pool. And if you fill that out, it just asks for your name and your email address. By the way, I don't do anything with that information. I hang on to it. On occasion, I might send out an email blast about some upcoming event or some future episode, but I do not spam you in any way. I don't sell your name or do any of that stuff. It's just a way for me to keep track of those who are enjoying the show and taking advantage of the freebies. The book that is free is called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a 100-page PDF all about doing voiceover work. So if you have an interest, an inkling, why not grab a free 100-page book that has exercises in it, has lots of different copy and some performance techniques that I have used in many of my classes and in my teaching. So I invite you to check that out. By the way, it is actually in several college and university training programs. I couldn't be more proud of that. There is a free 20-minute video, and that is casting directors' secrets, what they don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute video. You can check that out as well. There's also on the website a place called Jeff's Jots. It's a blog, but it has show notes that correspond to each of the episodes. So if you want a bullet point or an outline of the podcast videos, you can do that on the website as well. Finally, the email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. That's the place where you can ask me a question. That's where you can send me a self-tape, for example, for evaluation live on the air. We've done that, and it's been really, really, really successful, I'm happy to say. So it's kind of a cool place, I think, and a lot of people are getting a lot out of it. My entire motivation for doing this podcast for over 3 years now and over 60,000 downloads of the episode is that I want to give back. I want you to have a better time of it. Not that I had a bad time. I acted for 20 years and I had a great run as an actor. I am not one of those people who became embittered by acting and then became a casting director. There are a few of those people out there. That's not my story at all. I had a great run and I'm really loving casting. And my whole desire is to sort of give back. Maybe there's some tips and some hints, maybe some suggestions or some career advice that you might hear on this podcast that is going to make the difference in your acting career. That would make a huge impact for me personally. So if you're listening, if you're out there and enjoying the patios, please share this with friends, won't you? please go ahead and pass it around to fellow students if you're in a college or university training program. I actually got a really nice email from a person who said that they found the podcast because a teacher had posted the podcast promo on the bulletin board at school. And so that person is getting everybody at their college trainings program to kind of check us out. So that kind of thing is just really, really, really cool. Anyway, we're going to take just a quick moment and do our shout out. And I'd like to change the format of our show just a little bit by providing you with some iTunes reviews. I'll be doing a shout out to that and maybe some questions that you're asking. And I'm going to incorporate that into each of the shows. We'll be right back with our subject right after this.
And now it's time for this week's shout outs.
I just want to take a moment and give a shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Listen, if you haven't checked out Actors Connection yet, please do so. They offer online classes, workshops, intensives for you from industry professionals that are currently working in the industry. So don't miss out. Hello to my good friends Colleen and Tony. ActorsConnection.com/New York. So today's review is an iTunes review that I'd like to share with you. It is from JDOJS. So I didn't know how to say it, but it's an iTunes review, and I love this review. So I'm just going to share it with you. By the way, I hope that in sharing these reviews that it's not sort of inflating my ego too much, although I really appreciate the kind words people are sending me. But also perhaps you would consider leaving a review or a comment or a question, and I might get that on the air as well. So this is Best Actor Advice Podcast. If you're an actor like me and have been looking for a podcast with real advice that's also super fun to listen to and straight to the point, concise, look no further. I love this podcast so much and started booking so much more after listening to his video audition advice. Wow. That's really, really great. Thank you so much for sending that in. Right back at you. It's people that listen to the podcast and they do something with the information. So shout out to you. Thanks. So thank you for that. Flipping the script in your acting. In other words, playing the other part. Have you ever had that happen? Have you been in school or in a class where the director says, okay, now just play the other person's part. And suddenly it's amazing because the other actor's face just usually lights up. And they go like, what? And it really is an opportunity. And you know, what happens is so great because sometimes actors feel competitive with each other in a scene. And so if you flip the script, it's not only good for your character's listening, which is really an important aspect of the exercise, I think, but additionally, it really helps you have a back and forth and make further connections with the other actor. And there are some reasons why this becomes an excellent exercise. So first and foremost, it develops really a lot of empathy for the other person in the scene. Your character that you're playing when you flip the script helps you develop empathy for the other person in the scene. And so when you reverse those roles, it really gives you a sense of the intention of that scene changes, sometimes rather dramatically. And so you can discover and make really interesting new discovery about how you're going to play the part simply because you put yourself in the other actor's or the other character's shoes. The other thing that happens is it injects the power of listening into the work, as I mentioned. That's really powerful. You hear how the other actor is playing your part, really helps your ability to listen and respond. Now, the third reason, I think, is it becomes technically powerful for the understanding of the intention and or the tension of a scene, so that playing the other part really brings that into the sunlight so that you can have a better understanding of how that other character is responding and behaving to your character in the scene. The other thing that I think happens, which is kind of amazing, it provides multiple choices and lots of additional approaches for your character to play. I've often said that the best auditions that I ever see are when the actor is spontaneous in the scene. Well, you know, spontaneity, by the nature of spontaneity, means it's not something that you've rehearsed. But if you've done the exploration, and part of this exercise is helping you explore, then you're able to draw upon other spontaneous moments, things that maybe you hadn't even looked at, maybe things you hadn't even expected. And that ultimately, it strengthens, that's a good word, strengthens the danger of spontaneity for the actor. Because you know what's coming, and that means that you can act on it. Now, I also think that when you flip the script as the exercise or in scene work that you're doing with another actor, it becomes a great tool for memorizing your words. I got another email from an actor who talked about any tips about memorizing, and I did a whole podcast on memorizing your words three podcasts ago, so you might want to check that out. But it is a great tool when you have an understanding about what the other character is saying and even how they are saying it. It does trigger that sense recall of your words as well. So it becomes an excellent tool for the back and forth in a scene. And then finally, it helps define the mood of the scene. The scripts actually can create an atmosphere that you can embrace if you have a broader, greater understanding of the entire scene. I think that's overlooked many, many times, is really the mood of that scene. The intention of the scene is also relational to the mood of the scene, can make a big difference and can give you the kind of energy that's more truthful for the character that you're playing. And then finally, listen, playing the other part, it's so damn fun. It is. It's really a fun exercise, and I encourage you to do it. So we're going to talk about now flipping the script in your life as an actor, seeing the world through eyes of others. So when you flip the script in your acting life, there are all kinds of interesting things that you can find out, not only about the world around you, but about others. So when you flip the script, and that means that you see the world through the eyes of others. Let me give you a quick example. In an audition, the actor many, many times is so focused on their being observed and judged that they miss an opportunity to really invest and ask, I don't know, the casting director, how's your day going? You know, and really mean it. If you understand the process of what a casting director is going through to get their job done casting this project, you're going to have a greater understanding and develop empathy for others. And you know what? Empathy is one of those things that really, it's not just about walking in the other person's shoes, but it's really understanding the world around you through their eyes. And that can be such a healthy and refreshing view of the world. Because why? It makes you a better listener. When you know where the other person is coming from and you get it, there's a connection that is being made. And you know, those kinds of connections have been few and far between, especially during COVID. But now as auditions seem to be coming back, we've had auditions in person every week for the past 4 or 5 weeks now. And it's been really wonderful to reconnect with those folks. And you can tell those folks who have been, I don't want to say damaged, but have been adversely affected by being away from the acting world for so long that coming back in, it's almost a foreign experience, versus those who come in with an empathetic response. How are you? How have you done? How have you survived? Having a conversation with another human being and really being sincerely interested in the other is so freeing, because it takes the pressure and the onus off of you having to perform. It's just now in your hands to be. It also changes your emotional connections to be less volatile. You know what I'm saying? When you understand where the other person is coming from, let's say you're in a relationship and you've been hunkered down in your relationship during COVID, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the closeness of each other for such a long period of time can sometimes make you more volatile, can make you a little bit more on edge. I don't know about you, but that certainly is my case. It's not because of any changed feelings about the significant other in your life, but many times it is just about the longevity and the constancy. Is that a phrase? I'm going to use it. Okay. But just that ongoing thing that sometimes we become a little more on edge. Once again, this is an opportunity where having an empathetic response for the significant other really can make a difference in your relationship and in your life. Also, here's another one. It helps discover creative decisions rather than the same responses that we use for others. When we have a bigger, fuller, richer understanding, when we flip the script, it really does give us more choices of how we behave in a situation. It makes any interaction spontaneous, and it really creates a different kind of focus that becomes more of a reflection of who you are. And then finally, when you have and can flip the script, when you have the option that you can flip the script and really put yourself in the place of another person, it can alter the atmosphere and the mood of any situation. By the way, just like in your acting, when you do it for your life, it's also a lot of fun. So changing your perspective, having an empathy for others can really help get you a new perspective and understanding that makes you feel more comfortable, more confident, both in your acting and in your acting career. So try it out, right? Here's an example. Like if you're going to be having a phone call with your agent, whatever the discussion is about, really keying into your agent's information and the way that they are addressing you, perhaps the tension in their voice or the strain that's going on with them, simply saying to them, gosh, I'm sure this has been a really challenging day for you or a challenging week for you. I can't imagine what you've had to go through during this and such period. Watch and listen to their reaction. Suddenly, when there's somebody on the other side of that call that is genuinely interested and caring, watch the energy shift. Watch the frame of reference change as a result when you flip the script. Now, flipping the script is really a great method, I think, of exploration of your acting and your life as an actor. It's useful for enhancing your perspective and can virtually change the direction of your work. See, your skills as an actor, much like the skills you have as a person, are inspired when you view each situation as a, I don't know how to say this, as a potential role reversal and an external perspective. Okay, that's called flipping the script. It's only then that you can approach an outcome on the terms you decide with the emotional vocabulary that makes sense for you. Listen, I hope that this has been helpful for you today. It's been an absolute pleasure bringing it to you. I look forward to having you join us on our next episode of Casting Actors Cast. Bye-bye.
It's been great having you in our talent pool today. Your support means the world to us, so please consider sharing, liking, and reviewing this episode wherever you jump in. I'm Megan Grace Martinez. Thanks.